This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. And this is our day with the chef. And here to introduce the chef is Kathy Blackburn.
Good morning. We have with us Terry Tucker, who is our Director of Dining Services and a chef for us here today. And we're going to look at some great recipes that Terry's put together for us that are perfect for this time of year.
Yeah. Good morning. We're going to start out with an avocado feta cheese salsa. Not your typical salsa, something a little bit different.
No, but it looks really good.
Yeah, I love avocados. So, chunky, savory salsa that tastes great. You can put it with pita chips or tortilla chips. We're going to start with plum tomatoes, chopped, two of them. Avocado ripe, peeled, pitted, and chopped. And one of those. A little tip, side tip you can think about is save the avocado pit for the salsa. If you keep it in the salsa, it will actually keep the avocado from turning brown. Just obviously remove it because it doesn't look very pretty when you go to
right.
serve it.
How long will that keep it good, Terry?
Up to a week, actually. So
that's a long time.
Yep, it keeps it from turning brown because avocados definitely go black
very
fast.
It does. You know, if you have a regular kind of a guacamole or anything like that, mm-hmm. it turns brown pretty quickly after you put it out. So
and
if you put
keep
that
the pit
in there.
It'll save it. Yep.
Great.
It's a weird, strange tip, but that's what actually does the tricks.
So. Wonderful.
Red onion, chopped fine, 1/4 cup. A garlic clove, one of those, minced. Fresh parsley, snipped, 1 tablespoon. Fresh oregano, chopped, 1 tablespoon. Olive oil, 1 tablespoon. Red or white wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of that.
No, it doesn't matter which one?
Nope, either one, whichever your preference.
What if you have cider vinegar? Would that throw off the taste?
You could use it, but white wine is actually going to be
the white wine vinegar is the preferred?
Yeah.
Okay.
Feta cheese, 4 ounces, crumbled. So once you get all these ingredients together, chopped up and pitted, and save the pit, of course, stir together the plum tomatoes, the two of them that are chopped, 1/4 cup of the onion, and 1 clove of garlic. Mix in your tablespoon of parsley and your tablespoon of oregano, and then gently stir in the tablespoon of olive oil and the tablespoon of wine vinegar. You want to go slow with it and careful because you don't want to smash the tomatoes any more than what they are. So, and then you add your 4 ounces of crumbled feta, and lastly, mix in the avocado. Again, the avocado will mash up if you put it in too soon. So, cover and chill for 2 to 6 hours with the pit, or keep overnight under refrigeration. Goes great with chips. Can also be served alongside of a dish. You could put it even with fish or something like that. So
yeah, and that serves 12.
That does serve 12.
Avocado feta cheese salsa. I think we have to try that one.
Better give me your number.
If you would like any of these recipes, you can call me at 820-7400. You'll get the front desk at Freedom Village and just ask for Kathy Blackburn, and I will be happy to get those to you. I still have a couple recipes to get out for folks from the last month, but we will get those out very soon. So.
All right, and we'll take time out for a word.
Also guarantees their work. Call Shastman now and schedule your $89 comprehensive furnace tune-up. Call 616-796-0077. Shastman.com. Bryant, whatever it takes.
And Kathy?
We are back with a grilled vegetable salad that will serve 6 people. Looks really good, Terry.
Yeah. Make sure you have lots of paper for this one because this one's got a lot of stuff in it.
This is a long recipe, so get ready.
You can tailor these vegetables to whatever you have growing in your garden, or you can pick anything up at the local farmer's market and kind of mix and match, etc. We'll start with the dressing. For this, you're going to need sherry vinegar, 2 tablespoons, extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon, kosher or sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon, honey, 1.5 teaspoons, Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon, fresh ground black pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon on that. For the salad mixture, you'll need asparagus, trimmed, a little bit harder to find at this time of year, but it is out there. 8 ounces for that.
If you would make that cups, what would that be? About 1/2 cup?
8 ounces, yeah, you're going to look about a half a cone.
Okay.
Yeah. Portobello mushroom caps, the 4-inch sized ones, not the big monsters, but a little bit down. And about 6 ounces approximately, but you're going to want 2 of those mushroom caps. So, zucchini, cut lengthwise into 1/4-inch thick slices. And that's 1 medium zucchini. Yellow squash, 1 medium for that as well. And that also is going to be cut lengthwise into 1/4-inch thick slices. Red onion, cut into 1/4-inch thick slices, your sandwich style slices. And that's 1 small red onion. 1 red bell pepper, halved and seeded. And then some canola oil cooking spray. You're also going to need some fresh basil, chopped, and that's 2 tablespoons of that. Fresh chives, chopped, 1 tablespoon. And fresh parsley, chopped, 1 tablespoon. And then you can mix up any cheese that you can think of. The recipe called for queso fresco. But you can also utilize the feta cheese that you had, that you didn't use for all of it, for your avocado feta cheese salsa. So you could mix any cheese in there that you wanted. So, and that's 6 tablespoons of the queso fresco or cheese. All right, for the directions. Prepare grill to your medium heat. And then in a bowl, you're going to combine the 2 tablespoons of sherry vinegar, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, your 1.5 teaspoons of honey, 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. And you're going to set that aside. And then in another large bowl, you're going to coat your 8 ounces of asparagus, your 2 portobello mushroom caps, your zucchini slices, your yellow squash slices, and your onion slices. Also the bell pepper halves. You're going to just spray those with the cooking spray to get them good and coated. You're going to place the vegetables on the grill rack and grill for 4 minutes on each side or until slightly blackened. You want a good mark on those from the grill. Remove vegetables from the grill and cool them slightly. And then you need to cut them into 1/4-inch pieces. You definitely want to wait till they're cold.
Yeah, they can be hot.
It can be rather difficult.
Yeah.
And then you're going to add your 2 tablespoons of basil, 1 tablespoon of chives, and 1 tablespoon of parsley to your vinaigrette dressing. And you can toss the vegetables with the dressing gently enough to coat. And then garnish with sprinkled cheese. If you're refrigerating the salad overnight, you want to wait until the cheese, with the cheese and the basil, actually, you want to wait as well.
So this serves 6 people.
Yeah,
so
6 if you, or depending on how you serve.
Depends on how much you like your vegetables.
Yes.
So
yeah. It's a great summer salad.
Yeah, really nice, especially when you're if you're grilling your protein or and then to be able to put this on and then make your life easier, not mess up your kitchen in the process.
Exactly.
So that works really well.
Okay, can we take time out for a word here?
All right.
System Farm Solutions into action, or visit DeKalb.com/breeding. Individual results may vary.
Kathy, I feel I could really get myself around this one.
Yeah, this next one, I think so. Yeah. We are looking at slow-cooked honey garlic chicken that you can make in a crock pot, which is great for when it's hot out or humid like today, or in the wintertime to just get stuff going in the morning and let it cook all day long. I think this one does call for, we'll get into a minute, for chicken thighs. I personally enjoy white meat a little bit more than the dark meat. Can you switch that up, Terry?
You can. It would just be a little bit, you'd have to watch the size on them a little bit because your crock pot's only not going to hold as many. So you can change it up by far.
So slow-cooked honey garlic chicken, which will serve 10.
Yeah. These are cooked in a slow cooker with a sweet tangy sauce. It's a nice recipe for keeping, as she said, keeping the house cool and keeping the stove and the oven off in the summer. Canola oil, 1 tablespoon, 10 chicken thighs, boneless and skinless, or chicken breast if you do, but definitely get the smaller chicken breast.
Or would you maybe cut it in half and
you
do
could
like
probably
five,
do five.
And yep. then you'd be okay. Yeah. Okay.
Honey, 3/4 cup. Light soy sauce, 3/4 cup. Ketchup, 3 tablespoons. Garlic cloves, 2, and they're crushed. Fresh ginger root, minced, 1 tablespoon. Pineapple tidbits, drained, and you save the juice from this. And that's a 20-ounce can. And cornstarch, 2 tablespoons. And 1/4 cup of water.
Now, we've talked about garlic in a couple of these recipes today, so we can still use the already minced garlic that's in the jars in the stores, correct?
That's my preference, but that's just...
Right.
I use
or
that because
you,
it's quick.
It is quick. Otherwise, you know, you get your garlic clove
and you
break them off, and then you have to mince them up and kind of smoosh
I
them down.
I actually have both in the house, but I use the jar more.
The
so.
Jar, yeah. And that's in the refrigerator section in your grocery store.
Yeah. You're going to heat the 1 tablespoon of oil in your skillet over medium heat, and then you're going to cook the chicken thighs just until evenly browned on all sides. Then you can go ahead and place those in your slow cooker. Now, if you're doing the chicken breast, you'll want to be a little bit more careful with browning them. You don't want to cook those too much so beforehand, otherwise they will turn out quite dry. In a bowl, you're going to mix 3/4 cup of honey, 3/4 cup of soy sauce, 3 tablespoons of ketchup, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 tablespoon of fresh ginger, and the reserved pineapple juice. You're going to pour this mixture over the chicken thighs in your slow cooker. And then cover your slow cooker. Cook chicken for 4 hours on high. And then you stir in your pineapple tidbits just before service. Lastly, you're going to mix the 2 tablespoons of cornstarch and 1/4 cup of cool water in a small bowl. And then you're going to remove the thighs from the cooker and blend in the cornstarch mixture into the sauce just to thicken it. And you can serve that over your chicken.
Now, what would be a good side dish to go with this one, Terry?
Rice.
Okay.
Rice orzo would be a nice one as well.
Sure.
Which is a small rice-shaped pasta. You could always do potatoes, but, I mean, rice and the sauce will be great. It will soak up into the rice. Brown rice is preferred for health reasons, but if you're really stuck on white rice, jasmine rice is always really nice, too, because it gets that sticky rice, so...
So jasmine rice you can find where?
Every store.
Okay.
In fact, I was just at Walmart the other day, and they had a large, large bag, and I kind of laughed because I thought, I could use that. I'd go through that very quickly.
I have to say, rice is a staple in my house, and unfortunately, my daughter is stuck on the white rice, but she makes it quite often for herself. That's like a snack for her, for whatever reason. So, but she's very, very skinny, so I don't worry about the calories it's included in that.
Another good thing to throw in is some quinoa. You can cook the quinoa right in with your rice. You don't even know it. You don't taste it. It doesn't taste different, and it's a great, healthy version. It's a Middle Eastern grain that is extremely good for you. So.
And where do you find the quinoa?
Quinoa is in most grocery stores as well, usually in the ethnical sections. You can actually find it at discounted stores, too, because I check around and...
So do you cook that right along with the rice and whatever the directions are?
It would be the same as the rice. You would just, the package directions are on there. So
okay.
You can mix
so you can mix it up, try some different sides with it. You can try it with orzo one day and maybe with rice the next week and check it out and see what you like best with it.
Okay, let's check out the weather here. And the weather is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Come in for lunch and pick a pair. And for today, we can expect decreasing clouds, showers, and storms with a high of 88. And tonight, mostly clear with a low of 75. And tomorrow, plenty of sun with a high of 91. Right now, we're looking at 63 degrees here in the Tulip City. Just looking at the weather map here, there is a line of showers which is running from, about Traverse City down to Cleveland, right across the state. But it's not coming to our area at all. So we're going to miss it. All right, Kathy?
All righty. Next, we are on to a dessert here with some blueberry zucchini bread.
This will be 12 servings. It's one regular size loaf or four mini loaves. If you have mini loaf pans, that would be a nice way to bake off a couple. You can bring one into Freedom Village and drop it off for Kathy and see if
there
she likes
go.
It.
Right.
Or
that would
you can
be good.
Give it to a neighbor or anybody in your group that you'd like to share one with. But one loaf would be the same as well. You can keep it for yourself and stick some
know,
in the freezer.
Right. The mini loaves are great to make if you do that because you can put those in the freezer.
Exactly.
And then that's terrific. And you can just take them out as you need them and they stay nice and fresh.
Yep. Blueberries and zucchini, of course, wonderful things for summer, baked up into delicious little loaves.
You know, I don't think I've had this combination before. I love blueberry bread and I love zucchini bread, but I don't think I've put the two of them together before.
I've done this recipe myself several times, so especially in the summer when you have way too much zucchini in your garden,
right.
You don't know what to do with it.
They are prolific, that's for sure.
Eggs, slightly beaten, three of those. 1 cup of canola oil, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 2 1/4 cups of white sugar, or the sugar substitute. I like to put that little punch in there every time.
Right. Well, you never know who's diabetic out there who needs to be careful about what they're putting in there. So,
2 cups of shredded zucchini, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon, and 1 pint of fresh blueberries. You can also use frozen blueberries for this. I know a lot of people, in fact, Juke even said that he froze quite a few blueberries this summer. So.
But we're getting in the short rolls with fresh ones otherwise.
Yep. Fresh are getting a little bit harder, but you can use frozen as well in here. So, preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to want to do that right away in the morning because it's warm out yet. And get this baked off and then let it cool. Lightly grease one regular loaf pan or 4 mini loaf pans. In a large bowl, you're going to beat together 3 eggs, 1 cup of oil, 1 tablespoon of vanilla, and 2 1/4 cups of sugar or the sugar substitute. Fold in your 2 cups of shredded zucchini. Beat in 3 cups of flour. 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, and also the 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon. After that, you're going to gently fold in your pint of fresh blueberries, or frozen, and then you transfer that to your greased bread pan, or pans. Bake the loaf for 50 minutes, or until a knife inserted in the center comes out clean. And then you're going to cool it at least 20 minutes in the pan, and then turn the loaves out onto wire racks and finish cooling. You may want to watch the length of time if you are doing just the one loaf. The 4 mini loaves will obviously bake differently than one loaf would, so...
So if you're doing the smaller loaves, the 50 minutes is good. If you're going to do one single loaf, it may take a little bit longer.
May take a little longer.
So, all right.
All right.
And on to one other fun dessert type thing for this time of year, apple pumpkin muffin.
Yeah, we're switching it over a little bit more towards fall. So 2 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of sugar, 1 tablespoon of pumpkin pie spice, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 eggs, 1 cup of canned or cooked pumpkin, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, and 2 cups of apples, finely chopped and peeled. And then the streusel topping for this is a quarter cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and 4 teaspoons of cold butter or margarine. You're going to preheat your oven to 350. And in a bowl, you're going to combine the first 5 ingredients, which is the 2 1/2 cups of flour, the 2 cups of sugar, the 1 tablespoon of pumpkin pie spice, a teaspoon of baking soda, and your 1/2 teaspoon of salt. In another bowl, you're going to combine your eggs. Those are 2 eggs. Your pumpkin, which is 1 cup of the canned or cooked, and your oil, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil. Stir into the dry ingredients until just moistened. So you're going to mix these 2 bowls, and then you're going to fold in your apples. After that, you're going to scoop these into paper-lined muffin cups, about 2/3 of the way full. Usually for most muffin cups, I use, I think that's 1/4 cup measuring cup, and that usually comes out to a decent size muffin. So if you have a regular muffin cup.
And I have one of those scoopers for, like you might use for cookies that you can have the little metal part comes around and brings out of it. But it's probably 1/4 cup as well, and that works really well also to make muffins with.
It's a lot easier than grabbing a spoon and scooping and scooping and scooping.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a small bowl, you're going to combine your sugar, 1/4 cup, the flour, 2 tablespoons of the all-purpose, and the cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon. And then you're going to cut in the butter. That's 4 teaspoons of cold butter. Cut that in until crumbly, and you're going to sprinkle that over the batter in the muffin cups. You're going to bake this for 35 to 40 minutes or until golden brown. Again, you could insert a knife into one just to test it to make sure they're done. Cool for 5 minutes before removing from pans and then cooling the rest of the way on wire racks.
And that serves 18, mm-hmm. so should make about 18 muffins. So if you are out there and picking apples with the bountiful crop that our local orchards have this year. Have you been out to the orchards yet, Duke?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I haven't been out there either. How about you, Terry?
I have not. We have had a trip from Farina Village go out there. So,
well, I understand they're prolific.
Yes. They're supposed to be, which is great, because after last season, it was hard-pressed to find apples, and it was a tough thing to do. So
A lot of
really good apples out there this year, which is nice
That'll
for people
be
to be able to use.
Tickets at the Hope College ticket offices in DeVos Fieldhouse and downtown in the Anderson Workman Financial Center. Don't miss the annual Community Day, Saturday, September 14th, with Hope College and the City of Holland.
All right, and of course, if you didn't get all of those recipes down, why, you can still get them by contacting Kathy and tell us how you go about that, Kathy.
You can give me a call at Freedom Village at 820-7400. You will get our front desk, and then just ask for me, Kathy Blackburn, and they'll put you through to my cell phone. And if I can't get it right away, just leave a message for me and leave your name and your address or your phone number, and I will get back with you.
Now, you get these all in card file? Or?
Well, I put them onto 4x6 recipe cards and print them out, and I'll be happy to put them in the mail to you. So sometimes it takes me a little while, depending on what else is going on. But because I'm really not doing anything else. We'll get these out to you folks. As I said, there are a couple I still need to get it out to from last month, and we'll be sure to get those out this week. But it's a great way to be able to keep these recipes on file. And if you enjoy cooking, it's a nice way to have the recipes. Or if you just missed 1 or 2 ingredients, give me a call, and I'll be happy to give you what those are. So
she's got it just like that.
I try to keep it with me on the days that we are on. So, yeah, but call it 820-7400 to get a hold of me. So.
Okay, and I'm out of time here. We thank you both very much for being our guests this morning here on Talk of the Town.
Thank you.